Hey everybody, now just following the trend with the video is that a lot of eminent scientists are now saying that over 90% of stress-related illnesses and diseases are related to our lifestyle choices that we make. So why do we continually produce behaviour that's not consistent to us maintaining good health or establishing good health? Well, your behaviour is probably there because of a belief somewhere or a limiting belief. So all behaviour stems from what we believe to be true and not true. So let's say, for example, that you want to be successful in business, or you want to make a lot of money. You know, if you have a belief that money's the root of all evil, or, you know, people like us are not meant to be rich, then that belief is going to sabotage your behavior, which is going to impede your ability to become successful because your belief is so powerful and so limiting. Now, if you want to change your behavior, you've got to change your belief system. You've got to start believing that you are successful. You've got to start believing that you have made money. And notice the tense I use, not I can or I will, it's that you've already done it now. And the reason I mention that is because you have to accept the fact that it's already been achieved for it to actually start happening. That's a key principle. And I'll come back to that on later videos. Now, the other thing here is your values, what you value to be true. So values are important. It's how we rate things in terms of its importance to us. So let's say that you want to be successful and you want to make a lot of money, but you were taught maybe at school or at church that money is the root of all evil. So your value on money is low, okay? And you're taught that other things are more important, like being a good person, you know, being a kind person, putting others before yourself, and, you know, money is a bad thing. Well, if you value money down there, and your belief system is also that, you know, people like us are not meant to be rich, then your behavior, you can produce as much behavior as you want, but your values and your beliefs are going to self-sabotage your behavior to not give you the results you want. So you have to change your value system. Now, the other thing so you got your behavior here, then you got your beliefs and your values, and the thing that sits above that is your identity, how you identify yourself. And this always starts with the question, I am. So let's say you say, I am depressed, okay? You're now identifying with that. This is, you know, a really important thing to understand, because if you say, you know, I am depressed, then that sits above your values and beliefs. So your belief is that you are going to be depressed and you don't value your health very much. So your behavior is going to be consistent to self-justify the fact that you are a depressed person. Let's say that you're, you know, you say, I am. And by the way, whatever follows I am is, you know, a confirming statement. So if you say, I am unhappy, then that is going to feed into your belief system that you're not meant to be happy. People like us are not meant to be happy. And you might even value happiness high, but your belief and your identifying yourself with someone's not being happy is going to compromise that and sabotage that. So you'll produce behavior that will create situations in your reality where you're going to end up making yourself unhappy. So everything starts with a belief. Everything starts with a value. So one of the things that I do regularly is I do a values elicitation exercise, because values are important, and I put my values in a hierarchy to find out what's important to me. And you want to do this regularly because this changes over time. And this is something I'm going to be covering on the course in the new year, which is how you identify what you value in the most important down to the least important, and then how you structure your beliefs to reaffirm those values, so how you can identify with yourself. So, you know, going back to identity, let's say you say, you know, I'm always sick. I am always a sick person. Okay, you know, I have this, I have that. That's going to feed into your belief system that's what you're meant to have. Your belief system will then compromise your values. You know, so if you want to be well and healthy, you're compromising that, and you produce behaviors that will bring that into your reality, and then you'll experience lack. Okay, so the key thing here is everything starts with a belief, okay? And you build on your beliefs with auto-suggestion, you build on your beliefs consistent with your values. That will then change your identity, or the way you identify yourself as a person. And if you change that, your life will literally change. Like I said, I'm going to be running a course on this in the new year. It's powerful, life-changing stuff. I hope you join me. And if you like this video, leave a comment below, share it, by all means feel free. And if you're watching it on my YouTube channel, click the button and subscribe. All right, speak to you soon. Have a great day.